Good morning. 7:22 a.m. on Monday, August 6th, 2018. I don't know what I'm going to talk about this morning. I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. Problem is I'm staying up too late. And then waking up too early. So this morning I'm working on like 6 hours sleep for the sixth or eighth or tenth night in a row. I haven't been able to get a nap during the day. So I'm dangerously low on sleep. I gotta figure out what to do about that. I'm trying to make myself focus on the work this morning. Focus on the story. Home run is doing pretty well. I've done pretty much all of the pull I'm going to do, all of the push marketing I'm going to do, all of the... Oh, by the way, the book is out. For those of you who follow my launches, you know that I don't do the advertising thing. I don't do the buy my book. I tweet once, which I've done. I post to the group, which I've done. I send to my email list, which I probably need to fix. I still haven't done the merge file to put together the three book Lois McKendrick Years trilogy together. I still haven't done the formatting for the paperback version of To Fire Called. I've got Novelorama come on up this weekend, and I'm supposed to lead the sprinting on all four mornings. Which means I really like to have the outline done. Which means I need to finish up this free write, so I have some idea what the outline is going to be like. So through that, I need to have some idea what I think the story should be. Even recognizing that probably the story is not going to be the one I outlined. So I tried to do a little bit of free riding this morning before I came out for a walk, but I need to get the blood moving. I've had my peanut butter toast. It was completely unsatisfactory this morning. I've had a little bit of coffee. My legs are talking to me. Saturday's exercise, up 3 flights, down 3 thirds. Man, that was exhausting. That was physically draining. I did what I could do, and there were a lot of young people there who could fill in, and I let them. I didn't push myself. I did what I could do, helped where I could help, basically drove the van. We had to make, three trips. And so I'm really fighting hyperfocus. I'm hyperfocused on everything except the story. I'm trying to refocus. I'm trying to blockade. And part of the problem is that I haven't got a successful free write, I think. I know some basic things about what this next story is going to be, what it's going to be about. I really don't want to talk about it right here, because talk about spoilerific. But there are some things that have to happen in this book. And I have an idea of what some of them are. One of them is, what's the origin of the Chernikova? I think that might be the main theme. Because it was a big push in book one. We kind of ignored it in book two. There was a little bit of talk about it. And there were some obscure comments made about, thank you for bringing her home. And there's this ongoing difficulty between the dichotomy between the view of CPJCT space from Toholt compared to the view of Toholt from CPJCT space. And so it's sort of like the wrong side of the tracks idea. So, the management, CPJCT, the Joint Committee on Everything, not to be confused with the Joint Committee on Defense, or the R&D group. So they just as soon not have people bleeding off into the Toholt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Power walker. But they also don't necessarily, they don't actively discourage it other than some sort of systemic ideas that the official charts of the navigational charts for the High Line don't include toehold spaces. To do that, you have to get a different set of charts that include toehold spaces. To allow you to actually select destinations into a hold space. Now I know where the mega is. And there's a clue in book two. It was a clue in fire. Get ready, sit with me. Come on, post. I have to get Ishmael back on his feet. The difficulty is that this is his condition of his PTSD, his depression is not going to actually go away, because it's not really what depression is. It doesn't really go away. You can learn to manage it, and over time, I think over time you gain the coping skills so that it's not crippling. You gain the coping skills to recognize when it's becoming when it's deepening, so you can pay more attention to self-care. So there's going to be a lot of how does he deal with self-care? What does it look like to have him digging himself out of the hole? So there's going to be a storyline of Ishmael working his way out from and coming to grips with his depression, his stress, his PTSD. It's going to involve coming to grips with a lot of different things than we've had him been dealing with before. I'm not quite sure how we're going to have him do that, but look for more Tai Chi, look for He and the Chief, doing Tai Chi in the spine, because the spine is plenty big enough. I went back and I looked at the deck layout for barbell, and the thing to remember about the barbell is that spine is huge. It's huge. The sense of it is, I've kind of been taking a view of it that it's just about wide enough for two people to pass going in the opposite directions. But the reality is, on the chart, on the layout. Good morning.
Good morning.
On the plans, it's big enough to go. You know, it's the size of a good sized room. I think I said it was like 3 meters wide, which is something over 18 feet. It might be closer to 20. 20 feet wide. Okay, that's that's way more room than he needs to do Tai Chi. Excuse me. So this place actually exists on the ship, but he just has never seen it before in that way. He's never really thought about it in those terms. Outside the park. And it's going to be a hot day. It's overcast. There's a little bit of breeze. It's not terribly hot. The sun's beginning to burn through. I don't know if that means it's going to be a hot day. It's probably going to be at least 80-something. Up on across the last street. I'm so tired. I've got that sort of crossed eye feeling. My eyeballs are all but wobbling in my head. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that because it's really difficult to track. Okay. Here I am. I'm at the back gate. It was a slow walk this morning. But tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.